Inside Fashion Marketing, a podcast by Zalando Partner Marketing Services. Shaping love brands and supporting your long-term growth through customer-centric marketing.
Hello, hello. Welcome, dear listeners. Glad to have you on this show. I'm Heike Lari, Director Partner Marketing and Consultancy at Zalando Partner Marketing Services, helping connect fashion, beauty, and lifestyle brands to consumers all over Europe. Today's episode is about scale, star power, and what happens when heritage meets cultural momentum. We are diving into the From Paris with Love campaign, Karl Lagerfeld's biggest 360-degree activation. We're talking on-site lounges, off-site amplifications across TikTok and Meta, Vogue advertorial, sponsored stories, and a Paris event that closed the loop, with Paris Hilton herself taking over the decks. I would have loved to been there. This episode is about introducing a global icon into a heritage brand universe. It's about authenticity and celebrity collaborations and what true 360-degree activations can unlock when brand and retail media move as one. With me today is Miriam Schüler, SVP Marketing at Karl Lagerfeld and with the brand for almost 15 years. Miriam, big, big welcome. And I myself with Zalando for almost 12 years and thought that is long, but 15 years, that is really impressive. So tell us more.
Good morning, Heike, and nice to be here today with you discussing our joint From Paris with Love campaign, because we truly brought this campaign to life in a very collaborative fashion.
That's true.
With fantastic results. And yeah, 15 years. So you have three more years to go, Heike, to beat me. Mm-hmm. That is a long time. However, I think in the context of the development of the business, it doesn't feel this way. When I joined in 2011, Karl was a global icon and literally everybody knew who he was, his authenticity, his iconic style. But the business was pretty small. So when I started, I was more or less the marketing department. And then over the last 15 years, the company truly developed into a global powerhouse in terms of fashion and lifestyle. So my job changed basically on an annual basis into different sizes, different scopes, launching the website, launching marketplace business, launching not only fashion brands, but hospitality, fragrance, beauty. So it kind of kept really exciting, and also being really part of building the culture was something that I really appreciated.
Amazing. So everybody knows Zalando started as a startup, but it seems Karl Lagerfeld started the same way. And fantastic to hear that, yeah, you built this marketing business from scratch. And today you're not alone. And we will talk a bit more on what it is that your team is managing. So the first question, and hands down, Karl Lagerfeld is a very hard act to follow, right? So he's the icon himself. And I can only imagine how difficult it must have been to think who could be as iconic as Karl and how could you twist things around so you would not have to be, yeah, in a competition. So maybe you can let us in on the strategic intention to nominate Paris Hilton, an icon herself, as your ambassador.
Absolutely. And let me say that from the start, it was not, let's say, the most obvious choice for sure. When we started to embark on the process, we went through a short or long list of about 80 talents. And there were many very top models, fashion personalities that would have, on a first glance, maybe be a more logical fit. But then on a second note, when we looked at Paris, there was something really unique there. First of all, the core of our DNA is the city of Paris. So there was already an amazing match with Paris the person and Paris the city. But furthermore, when you really look at Paris, there's a lot of kind of similarities with Karl, because like Karl, she's very much authentic. She has always been doing her own thing. Like, she has been criticized many times, but she always continued to stay authentic for her values, authentic for who she was. She's kind of the original influencer. She's really like the first person that built a digital personal brand, very much as Carl was the first person that built this like iconic creative directorship that today is completely normal. But when Carl did it the first time, there was no other creative directors that were this way. So yeah, on the second glance, all of a sudden, Paris became like a super obvious choice, even though she wasn't at first. And we also really wanted to create this like thumb-stopping moment, this kind of moment that makes people think twice. So it's not only the beautiful fashion face that people are used to seeing coming by, but also creating a bit of this interruption where people are like, really, Paris Hilton for Karl Lagerfeld? And that's the moment you have the consumer already hooked on your idea. And that's why we did it. And then from the first conversation we had with her team and then later also with Paris, it turned out into a really fantastic mutual collaboration that was with a really positive spirit on both sides. And then also Paris shared with us the whole history she had with Carl, because she has been a huge fan of Carl. She has been wearing the fingerless gloves forever in her DJ performances. Yeah, she also consciously learned some of the personal branding tips from Carl, I think.
Oh, that's so fantastic. And the way you explain it, at second glance, as you just said, it makes complete sense and great to see how much they had in common, although that might not be as obvious in the beginning. And I wonder, very practically, how do you introduce a global pop icon into a heritage house like yours without then compromising authenticity?
Well, authenticity was really important for us. So when we searched for the person to collaborate, it was key for us that there is a real story. We now see so often in marketing where sort of money changes hands and you have like this face that promotes a brand in exchange for money. But we wanted like really to find this deeper level of connection. When we started to explore with Paris, there were so many fun ways in which she had like such a similar point of view. And I remember we made this kind of comparison. There are so many iconic quotes from Carl and Paris that are kind of similar. For example, Carl said, "Vanity is the healthiest thing in life." And Paris says, "Never pass a mirror without looking in it." So there were all this kind of irreverent connection points between the two, which on the first glance you wouldn't expect, but then they were really there. And that was a really key consideration because we didn't want to do the typical pay for play. We wanted to go one step beyond that and deliver like an authentic storytelling to our consumers. And the consumer can feel that definitely.
Yeah, we're going to speak about the campaign success a little bit later, but spoiler, absolutely, this worked out perfectly. But now, Miriam, of course, I need to ask this, knowing that you have met Paris and worked with her personally, and we are curious what's happening behind the scenes, of course. So how is it to work with someone like Paris Hilton, and how does it change the internal dynamics also?
Yeah. Well, I don't want to now give you just the shiny side, but I have to be also real here. The collaboration with Paris and her team, I have to say, has been really better than anyone could expect. Also compared to other celebrity relationships that we have had, her team is incredibly professional, very dedicated. She herself is really a businesswoman, even though she doesn't always present herself this way, but she's a very smart, very savvy businesswoman that built a multi-million-dollar business herself. So she's very versed at doing business. If she makes a commitment, she sticks to it. So everything is very reliable versus sometimes with other talent, you maybe have a little bit less of this professionalism. With her, that was really easy to work with. And then your second part of your question was in regards to
the internal dynamics. So how does it change?
The internal dynamics. Having someone like Paris Hilton really truly raises the bar, and it brings a lot of excitement to the team, a lot of pride. It's like a train. It pulls everyone along. It brings a certain level of execution, there's less room for sloppiness. I mean, not that there's ever room for sloppiness, but then you're working with someone like her and a team that is so incredibly professional that you immediately need to match that level of professionalism. And yeah, for the team, it just opened a whole new world of possibilities. There was so much creativity that came from this collaboration, new ideas that we had for social executions and other things. So yeah, I can highly recommend. But I think you also have a fair share of experiences with these type of collaborations. I just saw your Emily in Paris, Lily Collins collaboration.
Global ambassadorship.
Sure, yes, I'm sure true. That will bring a similar kind of excitement to your organization.
Yeah, and I can only second that. So working with big talents, with celebrities, icons, what it truly does is it brings the best out of you and your team. Because as you say, of course, there is so much thought and planning going into this. And there is a lot of alignment needed. Of course, there are tight time schedules. So being on point and to deliver on point becomes more important than ever, right? But as you say, once cooked under pressure, then you see what can happen and what also you as a team are capable of, right? And what I really loved is you say Paris, and she's a businesswoman. And I think proof of her professionality and going the extra mile is that she even was the DJ at your lounge event that I unfortunately missed. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. We actually, to celebrate the launch of the campaign, we organized an event during Paris Fashion Week.
Where would Paris play? We're not
exactly
in Paris.
We brought Paris to Paris. The campaign is called From Paris with Love. So there was both Paris and a lot of love. And yeah, that was really an incredibly cool evening. Also later on, we saw that tagging on to a cultural moment, namely Paris Fashion Week, and creating something within that was giving the whole campaign even further reach, accelerated the engagement. We had a lot of VIPs attending the event, from Heidi Klum to Cara Delevingne, Rita Ora, to name just a few. Paris was also joined on the DJ decks by her sister Nikki and her mom Katie, which was like another very iconic,
how cool is
very
this?
Photographic moment. And yeah, really going out of that perfect world of advertising and creating like a real life experience where consumers, influencers, VIPs could come together and create these memories of an unforgettable evening was truly, I would say, the icing on the cake for us in terms of the campaign. And yeah, next time you definitely need to be there, I guess.
And how Paris would say, that's hot. So
it was very hot.
Oh, this sounds fantastic. But now let's go a bit into the details of the campaign. So this all started in 2025, and the global brand campaign with this first phase was then this year. So maybe you can take us a little bit through what it is you did to amplify the campaign From Paris with Love, and also how we work together on this.
Yeah. So the From Paris with Love campaign was our biggest campaign to date, both in general, but also together with Zalando.
Yes.
If I dive deeper into our collaboration, what was fantastic of this campaign is that it was really like a 360 campaign from using all the different channels, but also from promoting all of our different categories. So from women's wear to bags to men's, we also had John Cortajena, our male model, in the campaign. So we had a top male model represented as well. And then we worked with you both on on-site placements, which are always very successful. But for this campaign, we also heavily leaned into the off-site activations with influencers. We partnered with the Young Emperors on really special campaign content around the event. So they came on behalf of us and Zalando to the event and also worked on editorial angles and much more.
Oh, that's incredible. So maybe let's look at some of the KPIs that we managed during this campaign. So we saw a sales uplift of 123% year over year during the launch week. Yeah, incredible. Also, more than 50% on the PDP views year over year, and 64% in on-site and off-site impressions above our benchmark. So I think it did not only look fantastic, but it's so impressive when it comes to the KPIs.
Yeah, I mean, those are the KPIs that us marketeers are dreaming of. And it was really great to see it come to life. I think Zalando was also the perfect platform for us. It kind of all came together with the product that was right for your consumer. Paris, that has also a high global reach. So she's not only famous in certain countries, but she's really covering, I think, also the full Zalando scope of countries and all the countries she has of a high visibility. And then I think the way we brought Paris into Carl's world, also the first teaser was seeing Paris from the back looking like Carl, and then she looks in the mirror and you see that it's Paris. So that kind of reveal moment also created this tension and excitement with the consumers, and then that nicely translated into the interest on site in conversion and in PDP uplift, which was fantastic to see. And of course, now we set ourselves a benchmark, Heike, for the seasons to come.
Oh, yes, that's true. And speaking about Paris entering the world of Carl, we even went a step further with the shooting of her at La Maison, right? So in Carl's actual house. So maybe you can talk about this a little bit.
Yes. So that's now our follow-up campaign for Spring Summer 26 that we just launched, that is called Sliving in the Maison. This was shot in our maison in Paris in 21 Rue Saint-Guillaume, where Carl had his office, and actually he picked that building. He found it, he chose it, he decided many of the interior decisions on the building, and we brought Paris to Sliv in the Maison. Sliving is a word that Paris has invented, and it's a combination of the word slaying and living your best life.
How Sliving. Cool is this already?
So, she definitely came and took over our Maison with all her glitz and glamour. And it was really nice to see her in Carl's habitat. Also, for the second campaign, we leaned a little bit more into Paris and her iconic look. For the first campaign, we really transformed her into a very strong Carl aesthetic. For that second campaign, you see her more with the long blonde hair like you're used to, because she is basically bringing her wit and her fun to us. And yeah, I can't wait to see how that rolls out over the next coming months. And we also, together with you, created some specific content in our Maison as well that will go live in the, I think, pretty soon.
Yes, I'm so excited for this. And when we say 360, we really mean it, right? So we're using any possibility, if that's on-site, off-site. We talk stories on Zalando, social media. We'll have, of course, the hero SKUs in the PDP integration. So we really want to create a big bang, and I'm much, much looking forward. And I'm really happy also that the Paris party isn't over yet, because as you said, yeah, we had a great time doing this together, but also saw how well it resonated with everyone, right? And maybe to close it off, Miriam, what is your learning from this collaboration, and also when you look at the evolvement of the Karl Lagerfeld marketing?
Definitely tapping into a big reach figure that is aligned with the values of your brand, such as Paris Hilton, that can bring an extra layer to your storytelling, has been a huge win, especially if it's somebody that is known globally and also not really limited to age groups, because she's the queen of the Y2K, which was a massive trend. So even the younger generation is really familiar with her. She basically covers a demographic from like 15 to 60, which is unheard of. And that truly gave us some strong marketing muscle, with a lot of pull from press, with a really high social engagement. We are continuously beating our own benchmarks for social engagement with this campaign. And yeah, just the ability to create those authentic stories that are more than just an ambassadorship has been truly worthwhile.
That is so important you mentioned this, Miriam, because likability and reach of any ambassador, any talent you work with is so important, right? And this was interesting news to me as well, because of course, being born in the 80s, I remember Paris very well, but then to see this cultural phenomenon was now transferred to the generations after is really cool. And then make sure that this connects so well with your heritage house. Yeah, just rounds up the story perfectly. Makes a lot of sense. Thank you so much for joining us today. And dear listeners, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Inside Fashion Marketing. If you're looking for more, we've dropped some useful links in the show notes of this episode and make sure to check them out. And if you like this episode, please hit subscribe. We'll have more wisdom from top marketeers across our partner base in the next episodes. Miriam, thank you so much.
Thank you, Heike.
Ciao for now.
Ciao.